local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
A lot happening on a Tuesday. Good afternoon. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. And we start, as we always do, with our top three stories. The text line is 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 2626-111. We begin in New York City, where Michael Cohen, again testifying in Donald Trump's hush money trial, saying that he wore a T-shirt showing Trump behind bars on his TikTok show. Former Trump attorney Jim Trusty says Cohen's efforts to profit off the trial is just one problem the prosecution has.
Anybody who's a litigator would love to have Michael Cohen on the stand. Failed cooperator, failed lawyer, perjurer. Bias that's coming out, obviously, quite strongly.
And during cross-examination today, Trump's ex-lawyer confirmed he's been selling the shirt and other anti-Trump items during the hush money trial as well. He testified that he paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 at Trump's direction to stay quiet about his alleged sexual encounter from 2006. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Ukraine today, a surprise visit aimed at reinforcing America's support for the country as it continues fighting off Russian troops who have opened a new front line in the northeastern part of the country. Blinken meeting with President Vladimir Zelensky today to discuss the situation as well as the impact of the recently passed $61 billion in military aid. Zelensky says one of the biggest needs is air defenses as the country is under constant threat of Russian missile attack. Today, President Biden sharply raising tariffs on Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. He said from the White House that tariffs are meant to counter China's unfair trade practices.
For years, the Chinese government has poured state money into Chinese companies across a whole range of industries. Steel and aluminum, semiconductors, electric vehicles, solar panels. The industries of the future.
The increased tariffs will apply to about $18 billion worth of annual imports from China. Goods include Chinese solar cells, batteries, critical minerals, steel, and aluminum. To level the playing field in sectors where the administration says they've made major investments. Those are a look at our top three stories here on this Tuesday. Local headlines coming up right after traffic and weather together.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And looking at the roads here, there's not a ton of severe stuff going on right now, at least nothing out of character. We do have some backups on North Davis Highway. This is especially if you're traveling southbound, maybe towards University Parkway. But then as you travel further south towards Airport Boulevard, we do have some minor backups there. Maybe a little bit on Pine Forest Road, maybe some on Blue Angel Parkway, especially if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. You know, just the usual. Outside of Pensacola, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing Herbert Field coming from the Mariester area. And the last main spots are going to be on Caroline Street if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard or westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. PCA is now enrolling 4- and 5-year-olds for kindergarten. You can register now and enroll at PCA.com, the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Again, that's the Pensacola Christian Academy, Joe.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Appreciate that. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, a lot, really. FHP today saying a Pensacola woman connected to a fatal crash back in December was arrested in Miami today. That's Jasmine West, who was located and arrested by U.S. Marshals. Back on December 30th, West was driving south on Davis Highway when she allegedly crossed into the northbound lanes and struck another car head-on. The driver was killed, three other passengers injured. Investigators say West was under the influence at the time of the crash. She will be extradited to Escambia County and face multiple charges, including DUI manslaughter, vehicular homicide, and driving without a license. Quite a few updates from Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. First off, sharing the results of the now fully completed survey of the burial grounds at Miraflores Park.
The results were 80 possible unmarked burials. There were 45 identified in the first survey, and now another 35 that would bring us to 80 with the new results.
Yeah, the first survey was done in November, only looked at the western half of the park, so they went back earlier this year and surveyed the eastern half as well. The community advisory group for Miraflores Park will be meeting on Friday to discuss those results and how to best move forward. Also, we touched on this last week, but DIB, the Downtown Improvement Board, hiring off-duty Pensacola police officers to crack down on illegal loud noise disturbances in downtown. That starts on Thursday.
This is something, obviously, with their tax dollars, the downtown business owners, property owners, something that's that they've had issues with for years, and I appreciate them coming with a solution to try to take that on.
Reeves says that no warnings will be issued. Citations range from $116 to $166, depending on whether the violations are moving or non-moving violations. Also from our mayor, the Pensacola International Airport reporting positive changes since TSA said that they would send 8 officers to help address staffing shortages. He says he was recently on a call with both TSA and Senator Rick Scott's office.
It was interesting. They did share with us that our passenger numbers show that we should have about a 33% increase in TSA staff. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, their process, which makes sense, is they're analyzing this every year. And then sometimes with delays, it might be 18 months or 24 months before they reanalyze staffing.
And, of course, late last month, Reeves sent a letter to Senator Scott saying that 3 of the airport's 4 TSA lanes would be closed at any given time due to staffing woes, leading to lots of passengers missing flights. The 8 officers currently in Pensacola are from the TSA's National Deployment Force, and they're going to be here through July, although it's not clear what will happen after that. 418, we'll take a break there. A look at our state and national news coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the legislative wrap-up, things that the legislature accomplished in Tallahassee. Why accomplishing a lot isn't necessarily a good thing, because, you know, our system of government was designed to not function well, and when it functions well, you kind of have to worry about, is that a good thing exactly? We talked with Sheriff Simmons about law enforcement matters in the county, and which foods are better as leftovers, and which foods shouldn't be leftovers. You can find all of those conversations at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors. No hassle, no pressure, experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here at News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in here. As we move on, we've got a lot happening in our state headlines today. Tragedy in Central Florida. At least 8 people dead, dozens more injured after a bus carrying migrant workers crashed. FHP says the bus had 53 people on board and was involved in the crash involving a pickup truck that collided with the bus head-on. In addition to the 8 fatalities, 8 people listed in critical condition as well, 37 with non-life-threatening injuries. The bus was en route to a watermelon farm for the workers to work at. Witness saying that a Ford Ranger traveling eastbound on the road merged into the westbound lanes and crashed into the bus. The pickup driver now charged with DUI manslaughter.
And demolition is scheduled to begin next month on the school building where a deadly mass shooting took place more than 6 years ago. The 1200 building at Marjory Stoneman Douglas will start to come down on June 17th. That's 7 days after the last day of classes. Personal items were removed from the site last month after they were left behind when a gunman opened fire, killing 17 people on Valentine's Day in 2018.
The FBI out with a warning for elderly Floridians being bilked out of billions from savvy fraudsters. Their 2023 Elder Fraud Report shows Florida ranking second in the nation for the number of reported losses from tech support and impersonation scams.
And that's basically somebody calling you saying there's an issue with your computer or your bank account or your utilities, and there's an urgent need for you to either pay a fine or move funds into a quote-unquote safe account.
And they say fraudsters are using AI to mimic a person's voice, so the victim often thinks they're speaking directly to a relative. Floridians lost more than $90 million in investment schemes and over $40 million in romance scams.
And details are being ironed out about a proposal to allow high school athletes in Florida to be able to be paid. The Florida High School Athletic Association's board of directors went line by line through their proposed 4-page bylaw change, which would allow high school student athletes to sign name, image, and likeness deals.
I think NIL collectives are no good for high school. It's just paying kids to come to your school and play sports.
The FHSAA legal team will address boosters and college NIL concerns before an expected June vote.
425, move on to national news right after traffic and weather.
Oh, that's my bad. Silly me. When will I learn to look at the clock, Joe? I'm sorry about that. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at traffic here. In our last update, we didn't have anything too severe. That appears to still be the case now. Maybe have some minor issues here and there on Mobile Highway, Pine Forest Road, North Davis Highway, the usual spots. We do have some backups on Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. And the same can be said for, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. The last main spots are going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Looking at the weather, here's Alan.
Tonight's weather will be partly cloudy and dry with an overnight low near 70. Beautiful and sunny on Wednesday, all dry, and high temps will be in the mid-80s. Later this week, we do bring back a high chance for rain. We'll look for that on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing poor air quality conditions in part of the U.S. The smoke shifting south, Topeka, Kansas, and Kansas City, dealing with the worst air quality in the country today. An alert was issued for parts of Iowa through late tonight as well. The smoke is expected to linger in parts of the Midwest through Tuesday before a cold front brings rain and clearer skies. Over 145 active wildfires are currently burning in Canada.
My goodness. I mean, don't get me wrong. That's a lot of wildfires, but the smoke's reaching Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
I think it was probably right around this time a year ago, or maybe it was later in the summer where, I mean, do you recall that? It may have been Gracie who was still co-hosting with me at the time. But
if it was the summer,
yeah,
it
was like New York and all the
I do remember
cities.
That.
Yeah, it was,
but
it
that's
was
the thing.
Terrible.
But that's Northeast, though. I mean, we're talking Kansas. I mean, that's pretty far.
I mean, it was, widespread
last
insane. Year.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are issuing a warning about Pride Month. Officials say that foreign terrorists and their supporters may seek to target large LGBT gatherings next month. The warning, which came in the form of a public service announcement, says that foreign terrorist organizations could commit or inspire violence at Pride celebrations or venues. The announcement specifically references ISIS and makes note of June 12th, which is the 8th anniversary of the deadly Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando.
Well, today, voters going to the polls in Maryland, Nebraska, and West Virginia. Even as President Biden and Donald Trump wrapped up their nominations already, there are a few down-ballot races gaining a lot of attention as well. Former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn was injured in the January 6th riot. He's running for Congress in Maryland's open 3rd district as a Democrat. Meanwhile, on the Republican side of things in West Virginia, voters have the option of voting for a former state Republican lawmaker who served time in jail for participating in the January 6th riot.
And salvage crews will continue will now remove the Francis Scott Key Bridge wreckage. They will continue to do that from the water after explosives broke apart a large section that was lying across the cargo ship DALI or Dolly in Baltimore. The 21-member crew of the Dolly remained on the ship and sheltered in place during the explosion. Crews will clear the channel so the ship can be moved and the Port of Baltimore can reopen by the end of the month.
Today marking 2 years since the deadly Buffalo supermarket shooting.
The light of this community is too powerful to extinguish. Amen. And the love of these 10 heavenly hosts will never die. Despite the challenges faced by such a tragedy.
Remembrance ceremony at the Tops Friendly Markets on Jefferson Avenue back on May 14, 2022. A man opened fire, killing 9 shoppers and a security guard. And what officials say was a racially motivated attack.
And lastly, here, a former Marine from New Jersey is being held in California until a Friday bail hearing after threatening to kill white people in a mass shooting, Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Joshua Cobb, who's from Trenton, joined the Marines last year and following basic training in South Carolina was stationed at a Marine base in California until he was booted last week. Federal prosecutors say he took to social media in December 2022 before joining the Marines to say he was planning a deadly mass shooting targeting white people and that he had 2 guns. They say the 23-year-old, who identified as black, wrote that he wanted to erase them, referring to whites. Cobb has been charged with transmitting an interstate threat. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
All right, 4:30. We will take a break right there, looking at our sports headlines, health, business, science, right after the Fox News update on Pensacola Right Now, News Radio, Pensacola.
Fox News. I'm Tom Graham. Donald Trump's defense began cross-examining Michael Cohen today. He was Trump's former lawyer and is the prosecution's star witness in the hush money trial against the former president. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York.
Trump attorney Todd Blanche is asking Michael Cohen about his criminal history, and he's also establishing the animosity that Cohen has towards the former president, with a big takeaway so far being Cohen admitting that he wants to see Trump convicted in this case.
Now, Trump is accused of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records as part of payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. President Biden slapping Chinese imports with tariffs, including electric vehicles.
For too long, it hasn't been fair.
President accuses Beijing of using state money to subsidize several green products, hurting American companies. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. Modest gains for stocks today. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite rising 123 points to a fresh closing high. The Dow Industrials moved up 126 points, and the S&P 500 gained 25. Mixed quarterly results out of Home Depot this morning. The home improvement retail giant's quarterly profit topped expectations, but revenue missed. It noted that many customers seem to be deferring major home projects because of high interest rates. Home Depot shares were little changed today. It could be a challenging next few years for the banking industry amid pressure from high interest rates and operational problems. That's the word from Nomura analyst Greg Hertrick, who spoke with reporters today at the company's New York office. He said profits at smaller institutions could be squeezed if U.S. interest rates decline this year because the banks would need to pay higher rates to customers to keep their money parked in accounts. He said he wouldn't be surprised if dozens of U.S. lenders were to fail in the coming years. That's Your Money Now.
This ad furnished by Nesmitaju LLC. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Great. Maxed out cards, rent is due, bills are piling up. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
We should do what my brother did. He went to 27cash.com and got $3,000.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is different. They're one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000.
I'm sure there's a lot of paperwork.
Nope. My brother said it was fast and easy. He did it right from his phone.
If you have a regular source of income, you can be approved for a loan of up to $5,000 in minutes, and your cash can hit your bank account as soon as the next day. Our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history.
Great news. I went to 27cash.com and we'll have our money as soon as tomorrow.
Wow, that is fast.
If you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. Jared Goff got his big contract, and now all eyes are on the Dolphins and Tua Tagovailoa. And I don't think Miami should get a deal done with Tua right now. Tua is a good QB, and as we've seen before, usually good quarterbacks get paid great money. But Stephen Ross should see if Tua can replicate and improve on his success from a year ago in 2024 before cutting him a large check. I'm Zach Gelb.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your BetSlip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to WaveMensHealth.com and book your appointment today. WaveMensHealth.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola, your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Hasn't been a ton going on the roads so far this hour. We have had some, you know, just some minor congestion here and there on Mobile Highway. Do have some on Brent Lane now if you are traveling westbound towards, let's see what this is here. This is Palafox Street. If you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street on Brent Lane, we do have some problems in that area. And we still got some if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. Outside of that, it's just more of the usual suspects. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. And then a bit more as you pass Windhaven Beach. And Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good, Alan. Appreciate it. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, a lot in our sports headlines today.
Yeah, let's see. It's going to be more of the same with NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs, of course, so we'll get that out of the way first. Starting a bit later than usual, starting at 7 tonight, we got a TNT doubleheader for the NBA Pacers at Knicks. That's going to be followed by Timberwolves at Nuggets at 9:30. Also in the NHL playoffs, we got an ESPN doubleheader starting at 6, Bruins at Panthers. Bruins staring down a 3-1 deficit, so they're trying not to get eliminated tonight. That's going to be followed by the Canucks at Oilers at 8:30. And then we do have a game nationally televised on TBS tonight for the MLB, Yankees at Twins at 6:40. As far as local teams, Marlins at Tigers at 5:40, Rays at Red Sox at 6:10, and Braves host the Cubs at 6:20. I'm sure we'll give score updates on those in Hour 3. And then, yes, several headlines going around the sports landscape. Caitlin Clark makes her regular season debut tonight. The Indiana Fever will take on the Connecticut Sun. That starts at 6:30 p.m. on ESPN2. And also in the WNBA, the league's Golden State expansion team will be called the Golden State Valkyries. They will begin play in 2025.
I think Toronto also getting a WNBA team as well, which is good because they the league is, I think, like only like 12 teams or something. And
Toronto will start in 26 and they'll be the 14th.
Yeah, so they've talked about how really challenging it is for really good college players to make WNBA rosters just because there's so few spots. So getting a couple of new teams over the next couple of years, that's going to be big there.
For sure. And in the NFL, networks are releasing more early season primetime games. The 49ers will host the Jets for the season's first Monday Night Football broadcast. Also, Amazon announced that their first Thursday night broadcast will feature the Dolphins and Bills to kick off week two. Obviously, two very formidable divisional rivals there.
You think of Aaron Rodgers going back to his roots of potentially the last season, coming back off the Achilles on Monday night again.
Against the Niners.
Against the Niners coming off a Super Bowl loss.
I mean, it wasn't easy beating, you know, it wasn't supposed to be easy to beat the Bills, and they ended up beating the Bills without Aaron. So who knows? Maybe we'll see another miracle for the Jets there.
We also today got the week two primetime, or not primetime, but like in the late window CBS game is going to be the Chiefs and Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah, so the Chiefs are starting hot.
Yeah, Chiefs got their Ravens matchup of the AFC Championship, and then 2 years ago, the rematch with the Bengals. So
yeah, but they're doing whatever they can to keep the Chiefs at bay, even this early in the season. College football got some games being revealed there as well.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, ESPN and ABC revealing their opening weekend slate. It's headlined by a triple header on Saturday, August 31st. It starts with Clemson and Georgia in Atlanta. Next up is a Sunshine State battle between Miami and Florida. And the nightcap will feature Texas A&M hosting Notre Dame. That's where game day is also going to be going. Other games of note include LSU and USC. That's going to be in Las Vegas on Sunday. And Florida State hosting Boston College on Labor Day Monday. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, me too. I only have one complaint about the Saturday schedule. I would flip the Miami-Florida game to start at noon and then put the Georgia-Clemson game at 2:30. But that's the only complaint that I would have.
Well, and it's not on here because it had already been revealed, maybe not the time, but just in case you were curious, Joe, Thursday, August 29th, Wake plays North Carolina A&T. Oh. So.
You know what? It just it was on the headlines, and then it got
cut
brushed off. Yeah, that's right.
Well, but it's good that I saved it for last then.
Yes. 4:42 here at News Radio Pensacola, health, business, and science notes today. Don't expect interest rates to fall anytime soon. That's the word from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
The first quarter in the United States was notable for its lack of further progress on inflation. We had higher readings in the first quarter and higher than we expected.
I feel like he just says the same thing every month.
Yeah.
For like the last year. He also says it's unlikely there will be a rate hike based on the data. The Fed has been holding its key borrowing rate at 5.5%, which is the highest level in more than two decades.
And wholesale prices rose more than expected in April. The Labor Department reported a 0.5% jump in the producer price index last month, which is nearly double what economists expected. On a year-over-year basis, wholesale inflation rose 2.2%, and that's the highest in a year.
Google and Apple are working together to warn users when they're being tracked by a third party. The companies have unveiled a cross-platform alert system to fight against stalkers and others who might use Apple's Bluetooth location tracker to know where people are or when they're not home. The companies say a software update is coming soon that will alert users with the message that a tracker is moving with them. Oh, pretty freaky there.
Yeah, we've covered some weird headlines recently.
I know.
Nearly half of new home buyers are struggling to pay their mortgages on time. That's according to a survey conducted by real estate experts at Clever. It said that 47% of recent home buyers feel they're in over their heads financially. A similar number, at about 44%, said that they've taken on additional debt other than their mortgage since buying their house.
The head of one of the world's largest religious TV networks is under fire for the use of a private jet. That's Daystar. TV president Joni Lamb made 24 round trips from Dallas to Colorado over the last 2 years, which is where her boyfriend lives.
Pretty much an illegitimate use of the jet to use it for personal travel. It's not illegal, but it's certainly immoral.
Pete Evans is the with the Trinity Foundation, which led the investigation. The use of a Gulfstream jet by a private company is not a scandal, but in this case, Daystar is also a tax-exempt church, which means under IRS rules, they don't have to report how donated cash is spent. Mm. It's estimated that Daystar spent close to $800,000 on private jet flights, none of which were company business.
Yeah, it sucks that it does. That is such a corrupt industry at times. Over 80 Red Lobster locations in 27 states are listed as temporarily closed, while a liquidation company is conducting sales of kitchen equipment. Yesterday's closures come and amid reports that Red Lobster is looking for a buyer to avoid filing for bankruptcy. 16 restaurants in Florida are on the list of closures. However, for now, Pensacola's restaurant remains open. So
need to go over there and get some of their rolls before they close the doors.
Get the biscuits in bulk, folks. 4:45 here, another very quick check of the roads and weather. Once again, it's just a lot of minor congestion on the roads that you would expect to see it on. Maybe a little bit on Nine Mile Road, Pine Forest Road, Mobile Highway, just here and there. Looks a little bit worse than usual if you're traveling northbound on Mobile. This is going to be where West Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road. But even that is not too extensive at this time. Outside of that, it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway having some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point there. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound past Hurlburt Field, and maybe a little bit more as you pass Winhaven Beach. And lastly, Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight will be partly cloudy and dry with a low near 70 degrees. All dry, clear, and sunny for Wednesday with highs in the mid-80s. We've got calm weather for a few days, but late this week there is a high chance for rain. That hits us on Friday. I'm meteorologist Ellen Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you, Ellen. 4:46. Austin, do you have your DVR set for the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show?
No, I do not.
Well, you should.
Okay.
The top dog will be crowned in Best in Show tonight. It's the 148th annual Westminster Dog Show in New York. 3,000 dogs are taking part in the event.
Oh,
I had to look it up because I always thought that the Westminster Dog Show was the one that aired on Thanksgiving before the football game start, but that is apparently not the same dog show event. So
they've got a season just like sports do, and I'm just not familiar with it. Nicolas Cage is bringing his Spider-Man Noir animated character to live action. The Academy Award winner will star in Noir on MGM Plus and Amazon Prime. It will tell the story of an aging and down-on-his-luck private investigator in 1930s New York, who is forced to grapple with his past life as the city's one and only superhero. Cage first voiced a Spider-Man Noir character in 2018 Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Dune Part 2 is heading to streaming. The sequel is available to watch on Max starting May 21st. The film has made over $700 million worldwide since hitting the theaters back in March.
And a trailer for the second season of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, is being released. It will follow the ascending evil presence of Sauron as he continues his quest for power over the realm. It debuts on August 2nd on Prime Video, and The Rings of Power still stands as Prime Video's most watched debut day.
A-list movie star George Clooney is finally taking a shot at Broadway. He'll make his Broadway debut next year and will star in the stage adaptation of his 2005 film Good Night and Good Luck. He'll take on the role of legendary CBS journalist Edward R. Murrow, who clashed with Senator Joe McCarthy over his relentless pursuit of suspected communists.
Yeah, he was. I remember learning about him and the whole Red Scare thing.
Yeah.
And lastly here, speaking of things that we're familiar with, we touched on this previously. We now know the names of Punxsutawney Phil's two kids. The names were chosen with the help of the people around town, and the winning names were, fittingly, Sunny and Shadow. That's
you
cute.
Know, I yeah. In hindsight, once we know the names, it was pretty obvious. Right? It's obvious that Sunny and Shadow. I mean, that fits perfectly because you got Phil, and then I forget what his white, lovely wife's
is
name.
Is it Phyllis?
Is it Phil? I think that's right.
It's a female version that sounds like Phil.
I believe it's Phyllis, yeah. And so we were trying to say, well, man, what would be good names to jive with Phil and Phyllis? Well, none of them, but yeah, Sunny and Shadow for sure.
Yeah.
Well done there by the people of Punxsutawney. On that one. 4:50, we'll take a break there. Recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well. Next.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Join Jim Ireland from Forrest Jordan & Associates, The Generator Guys, Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home, and answer questions on how they work.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down here on hour number one. Thanks so much for checking in with us on the drive home. I hope we get you home safely here. Final check of the roads in just a couple minutes from now. Check of the weather as well. Got a couple of days of some sunshine before rain returning to the forecast. Alan will have those details momentarily. Recapping the day's top three stories today, Michael Cohen again testifying in Donald Trump's hush money trial, saying that he wore a T-shirt showing Trump behind bars on his TikTok show, and also pointing to efforts to profit off the trial. Former Trump attorney Jim Trusty saying that's a big problem for the prosecution that they're going to have to overcome with Cohen testifying that he's been selling the shirt and other anti-Trump items during the hush money trial. Secretary of State Antony Blinken making a surprise trip to Ukraine, visiting with President Zelensky, discussing the situation as well as the impact of the recently passed $61 billion in military aid. And President Biden sharply raising tariffs on Chinese imports today, including electric vehicles, semiconductors, and other goods. It's about $18 billion worth of annual imports from China that are affected in that. Austin, final check of the roads this hour, sir. Anything catching your eye out there?
Actually, yes. There's no confirmation of an accident, but I can only assume that there's been one. We have heavy backups on Scenic Highway. This is going both ways near Olive Road. I can only imagine that there has been an incident there, but nonetheless, we will keep an eye out on it, and I'll let you know what happened as soon as I can. Outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same, though. Pensacola Boulevard, North Davis Highway, Pine Forest Road, these areas just have the usual congestion here and there that they always do. Same can be said for Mobile Highway and Brent Lane. Yeah. Beyond that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach, and Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown downtown Milton.
FHP saying they arrived at Scenic at Burtonwood Drive about 6 minutes ago.
That's it.
Injury accident with roadblocks reported there. So that's the story. All right, taking a look at some of the more wackier stories in the headlines today. You may have heard about this. I've seen some video on this. I wish I hadn't. A visual art installation that allows New Yorkers to view Dublin, Ireland in real time is already shutting down due to inappropriate behavior.
Yeah, I heard about this.
One visitor from Ireland was already skeptical that the Dublin portal, which features a circular screen and is linked to an identical portal in the Irish capital, would last.
It would be super nice if it could and people could treat it respectfully, but at the same time, I would hate for us to be portrayed in such a bad light if these incidents were to persist.
Listen, anytime you can get an Irish accent audio on the show, it's a good day. The portal, which debuted last week, gives New Yorkers and Dubliners a chance to interact with another via live stream, but it's temporarily closing because people have, as you may suspect, behaving badly, like flashing the other country, displaying foul language and the like. So,
we behave
like children, we're going to get our toys taken away.
Well, and that's what sucks, because as I said, I mean, that really is a cool concept.
Yeah.
AI could allow humans to work less. Hey, that's a cool concept, too. But in one weird way, it's already helping us work less. Using bots to snap open slots on your company's vacation calendar is a new trend and has become a problem at Amazon warehouses. Amazon employees have two types of unpaid time off that they can take. One is normal unpaid vacation, and there's a limit to how much you can take. The other is voluntary time off, or VTO, where your boss decides that they don't need as many people working. VTO doesn't count against your vacation time, so there's a lot of competition when those slots open up, but they're harder than ever to get. Amazon sends out alerts right after new VTOs become available. But people say these slots are always gone now, even if you try to claim one right away. And it's because other employees are using bots to snap them up in less than a second.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've probably all encountered situations where we tried to get something and something's just scooped up automatically, right? Like, you're big into, you know, the highly popular Nike shoes, not especially like the Jordans that come out, you know, every so often, or the Kobe shoes, right? And it's like you put in, and it's like within a second, like all of the shoes are out of stock. It's like, how could this possibly be? Well, it's because, and you see this with like concert tickets, right? This was a big thing with Taylor Swift concert tickets, where they're just scooped up right away. And it's like, how is this happening? Well, it's because these people have these bots that you know, they just do the work for them. I didn't know and think that this would come to people's vacation schedule. Like, I didn't have that on my bingo card of where bots would impact people the most.
I just call off a date literally as soon as I can. I mean, for example, we were talking about college football earlier. We've known the dates that the opponents are going to be played for a while. It's just the times and the stations and all that we're starting to find out. It's like, so I knew that Wake and Miami, they almost never play each other. I marked that day off, but they played November 23rd. So I just went ahead and told promotions, hey, listen, I'm not going to be available that day. But like, so I'm just trying to get as much ahead of it as I can. But I may
Isn't
use
that
bots.
Like
That's
the
cool.
day after Thanksgiving? Oh no, it's a Saturday.
Yeah. It's the following Saturday that is the one after Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. Denied, by the way. Also, what are the better and more original senior pranks that we've come across here? So not only did we get in the Irish accent, but we got in the bagpiper.
Yeah.
Students at Richwoods High School in Illinois hired a bagpiper to follow their principal around wherever he went and play bagpipes nonstop for an hour. The principal said it was awesome and very creative and praised the students for coming up with something not destructive.
Oh, it's destructive,
big fan of that.
All right. It hurts your ears. Some good news really quickly here. A place in Iowa called Big Grove Brewery is in the news after launching a new beer called Brighter Days to raise money for a mental health charity. A portion of the proceeds are going to a group called Community Crisis Services. That's cool.
Cool. All right. That'll do it for us here in the 4 o'clock hour. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. We're back in about 10 minutes for another rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.